There's about 50,000 Afghans waiting to have their asylum applications processed. Many of them have been waiting in neighbouring Pakistan, but they aren't welcome there. The Pakistani government has been deporting hundreds of thousands of Afghans, arguing it cannot shoulder the burden of hosting so many people. Five Afghans who are expecting to fly to the United States with their families told NPR they feel abandoned and betrayed. Tia Hadid, NPR News, Mumbai.
U.S. public health officials say they're being told to stop working with the World Health Organization immediately. It follows the Trump administration's earlier announcement it plans to pull out of the group, a process that will require an act of Congress. A member of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, viewed by the Associated Press, tells senior leaders to stop any collaborations with the WHO and await further guidance. Experts say it could set back work on investigating and trying to stop outbreaks of Mpox in Africa and other communicable diseases. Crude oil futures prices took a drop today. Oil down $1.49 a barrel to settle at $73.17 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.